Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Gabriel Gomez had been keeping a low profile in the race to replace John Kerry. But now that he's done gathering voter signatures required to get his name on the Republican primary ballot, Gomez is beginning to introduce himself to voters. WBUR's Fred Tice caught up with Gomez at his first campaign event yesterday in Quincy.
Gabriel Gomez is not your typical Massachusetts Republican candidate. For one thing, there's the language he chose to open his campaign.
Me llamo Gabriel Gomez y no soy un político. Estoy corriendo para ser senador de los Estados Unidos. Now, for those of you who don't speak Spanish, my name is Gabriel Gomez. I've never been in politics before, and I'm running for the United States Senate.
Gomez's parents immigrated from Colombia the year before he was born.
And when I was born, my mom didn't know any English. I learned Spanish first.
As Gomez talks of growing up in Yakima, Washington, where his father sold hops to beer companies, he falters a bit, as you'd expect in a first campaign speech.
Sometimes I look back, I wonder, maybe I should have followed in his footsteps, or at least sampled more of his product. Now, instead, at a young age, I felt a calling to serve my family's adopted country.
Gomez enrolled at the U.S. Naval Academy, became a Navy pilot, and flew turboprop early warning and cargo planes off carriers.
Now, even though things were going great, I had a different calling as a naval officer. I wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
In 1992, Gomez entered SEAL training in Coronado, California, then served on SEAL Team 4, based in Norfolk, Virginia. It was on his first detachment as a SEAL that he met his wife, Sarah, a Peace Corps volunteer, on St. Lucia. After 9 years, Gomez left the Navy and enrolled at Harvard Business School. He's now an investment manager.
If I were to invest in the U.S. government today, what I would see is a bloated, overextended organization that literally has no budget, runs at a significant annual loss, and is over $16 trillion in debt. I would never invest pension funds for Massachusetts public employees in a company like that.
12 years ago, Gomez and his wife moved to Cohasset, where they're raising their 4 children. On the issues, he's proposing a prohibition on members of Congress lobbying after they leave. He also supports term limits. He says Congress should receive no pay until it agrees to budget cuts that would replace the automatic ones going into effect today. He doesn't believe Congress should raise taxes to balance the budget deficit. He was raised Catholic, and he says by faith, he is pro-life.
Now, this is a very contentious issue, I understand that. And I'm not going down to D.C. to change the law, but I'm Catholic, and by faith, I'm pro-life.
He says he would think that 40 years of judicial precedence would apply to Roe v. Wade, making it settled law.
Congress is likely to take up, at some point, the Defense of Marriage Act if the Supreme Court doesn't deal with it. How would you vote? Would you vote to repeal it, or would you vote to sustain it?
I'm against any kind of discrimination by race, gender, you know, social status, sexual orientation. I think that if two people are in love, they should be able to get married. I come from a very diverse background. I'm a first-generation American. I served in the military, one of the most diverse organizations in the country. So I've been fortunate. I've been able to serve with people from all different kind of backgrounds, demographics, etc. So all the beliefs that I have been forged from not just my personal experiences, but also my experiences in the service as well as in the business sector.
Gomez says undocumented immigrants should have a path to citizenship, but the border should also be secure. Gomez is in a 3-man race for the nomination against State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk and former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan. A small group of people came to the American Legion to hear Gomez. They included neighbors from Cohasset, curious Republicans, and enthusiastic veterans like Billy O'Neill, an Army veteran from Quincy.
I have to actually came down here to see if the guy was real, to be honest with you, because anybody with his resume, a lot of people fake it. This guy's the real deal. And you know what I like about him? He's not a lawyer, he's not a politician.
After reading about Gomez, Sean Cooper, who studied finance, braved the torture of the morning rush hour traffic all the way from Charlestown to Quincy to hear Gomez.
I think he's the guy for me. The other two seem a little bit too within the system, like career politicians.
Nonetheless, Gomez already has the backing of some professionals who have previously worked on the campaigns of former Senator Scott Brown and presidential candidate Mitt Romney. And he has the support of one of the leading voices for making the Massachusetts Republican Party more inclusive, former Lieutenant Governor Carrie Healey.
He's the new Republican that we are hoping to attract in our party. He hasn't been a politician before, but he's served his country his whole life. I think that's the kind of person who we really need. And Gabriel comes from a family that has experienced the American dream, and he's really realized their dreams. And so I think that that's a message that's going to be very strong for our party. He's open to progress on immigration reform. He holds moderate social views.
Healey likes that Gomez also holds conservative economic views. Gomez is competing with another fiscal conservative and social moderate, Dan Winslow. Of the three Republican candidates in what's shaping up to be a hotly contested race, Michael Sullivan is the only social conservative. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.